The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Esquivel-Campo. Today on The Trend Reporter, we are loving loungewear.
Search for best loungewear increased 1,000%.
So which brands are offering the coziest, comfiest, cutest combos? Good Housekeeping's textiles director, Lexi Sachs, is here, revealing the results from their massive testing.
Well over 100 different styles that we were considering.
Plus, the DIY trick for a loungewear level up.
It's so addicting. I cannot stop.
We're bringing you everything you need to know about the beauty, fashion, and wellness trends worth knowing. Lexi, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So are you in loungewear right now?
I am. I am wearing my Athleta leggings and I have a Monroe sweatshirt on.
So it's funny because one of our first episodes that we ever taped this spring was on loungewear. And at the time, so we started taping the Trend Reporter right when lockdown started. So our challenge was, well, like, shit, how do we do like fashion and beauty content for a world where everybody's at home?
So different.
Right. So different. So one of the things that came obvious kind of immediately was, okay, everybody's working from home. You have all these Zoom calls. So like, how do we address that? So we did an episode on work from home clothes with Connie Wang from Refinery 29. Here's a side note that's really funny. Connie was newly pregnant when we taped that episode. She is now on maternity leave. That's how long we have been in lockdown. She is.
That is really scary to think about.
A whole pregnancy and a whole baby. So I remember when we were planning that work from home clothes episode, internally, our team was talking about whether or not it would become dated too quickly. Like, oh, well, is anybody going to care about this in like June once we're free from lockdown? Right. Like, is anybody going to care about
this? Yeah, hypothetically.
Right? We just thought that lockdown was going to be like a 6-8 week thing and then we would all be free. Here we are talking about loungewear. And honestly, it's the only thing I've bought in terms of clothes since lockdown started.
It's so interesting you say that because a lot of what we do in our coverage at Good Housekeeping, we're very analytical about how and why we cover things. So we do look a lot at what people are searching for and the trends. And one of the things, obviously, best loungewear, that people looking for the best loungewear grew so much. So between the beginning of March to the end of March, according to Google Trends, search for best loungewear increased 1,000%.
Oh my God.
So it's not even just that people were looking for loungewear. They're looking for good quality loungewear and they have the intent to buy. So it's that qualifier of best loungewear. It's not just, you know, cheap loungewear, affordable loungewear. People by the end of March were really looking to invest in loungewear. So it was a very interesting category that really was born out of the pandemic, and not necessarily that loungewear didn't exist before, because it did, but it just took on this whole new meaning, as you say.
Right. Well, because one of the things that we talked about in that early episode, which I thought was really funny, is Connie Wang made the distinction between loungewear and what she called depression clothes, where it's like, you don't want to be wearing like, you know, sweats with holes in them and like clothes that just make you feel like you want to give up on life. You want to be comfortable, but you still want to feel somewhat put together and motivated and productive. And if the delivery guy comes and you answer the door, you know, you're halfway decent. Like, you still want to kind of feel put together.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. You definitely don't want to be wearing, you know, loungewear doesn't have to mean clothes that nobody is ever going to see. You're still on calls. You still have to feel like a real person, especially if you're working from home. It puts you in that mindset. So 100% agree. It needs to still be real clothing.
So this morning before we taped this, I was curious. I went in my closet and I counted how many sets of loungewear I've bought since March. So these are like matching sets. Do you want to take a guess?
I'll go for 10.
Oh my God, you nailed it. 10.
Is that really it?
Yes, is absolutely it. I've bought
total guess
10 loungewear sets since March. And my favorites actually are all from Fashion Nova. So Fashion Nova, I think, kind of gets a bad rap because people say like the clothes aren't that great quality. But I feel like you get really cute, like on-trend stuff. It's kind of like ASOS or H&M or Topshop. It's like that fast fashion vibe. But right. I'm able to get volume. So like I'd say half of the 10 are from Fashion Nova. And like this is a knit, what I'm wearing now. It has like a matching pant. My daughter says it looks like a chocolate outfit because of all the browns. So that's just kind of been like my go-to. All right. So you actually tested loungewear at Good Housekeeping. Yes. So beyond like kind of the things that we love individually, you did real tests. So we're going to talk about the testing, what you were looking for and what your results were. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. So let's talk about these tests that you did. What were the criteria that you were looking at?
So it's interesting. We never really did loungewear as its own category prior to the pandemic. We do these big categorical tests at Good Housekeeping where we'll look at things like the best pajamas or the best leggings or whatever that category may be. But at the same time, we do these smaller tests where it might just be a smaller category. When it comes to clothing, everything we do is wash tested. So we wash everything at least 5 times and we evaluate it throughout the washes. We'll look at shrinkage. We'll look at appearance after wash. So if it starts to fall apart or there starts to have the fabric is looking fuzzy. Is there any damage to it? Will the color fade when you wash it? So all of the wash testing is super important and it's a really good indicator of the quality because there's a lot of agitation and drying time and all that. Depending on the clothing, we'll look at pilling. So that's another huge indication of durability in the long run. So pilling is when you get those annoying little fiber balls on your clothes. And it's depending on what type it is, it can be much more of a problem. We look at stretch recovery on certain things. On top of everything we do in the lab, we have consumer testing. So we will have real people wearing it out and they can tell us how comfortable it is, how well it fits. We have different body types, different preferences, really giving us those feedback. But overall, we want to make sure that it's comfortable, that it's durable, and that it does what it promises.
And when it comes to loungewear, I think people also want it to be cute because we're sitting at home, but you don't want that thing where like you walk by a mirror and you're like, oh, girl, like get it together. So how do you factor that in? Because that's so subjective.
That's so true. It's also comes down to consumer testing. They can weigh in on the appearance as well. And everyone will have different preferences. And sometimes when we do these roundups, people can decide for themselves what they like just by looking at it. So we do weigh in on appearances, but we do try to have a variety in there. Like right now I'm wearing embellishments on my sweatshirt. Some people might not want that. They might think that's pointless. So a lot of it is personal preferences, but yes, we do have consumers weigh in and it's really just one of the many factors we consider.
Okay, so let's get down to some of your results. So how many brands did you look at when you were doing this testing?
So when we looked at loungewear specifically, we looked back at all of our old pajama testing. We looked at all of our one-off tests that we did over the years. We did all of the leggings. Don't have a specific number when we compile all that, but I would say it's probably well over 100 different styles that we were considering.
Oh, wow. So this is really extensive testing.
Yes.
Okay. And what items of clothing were you looking at specifically?
A mix of tops and bottoms. So whether it's more like joggers or leggings or actual sweatpants, along with t-shirts, sweatshirts.
Okay, so then your findings. Best, well, I'm going to save best overall for last because that seems to be the we'll tease best overall. So let's start with most comfortable. What did you find was the most comfortable?
So for most comfortable, we had Soma, which is, they have this collection called Sunday. And it started off prior to the pandemic with really a pair of joggers, and I believe they had a pair of shorts. It's a really soft fabric. It kind of feels like pajamas, but a little bit more structured, like in that jogger style. Since then, they've now come out with a wrap and t-shirts and different tops. So it's really, the collection has been built. I think it's sold out multiple times and they keep bringing it back, sometimes in different colors, but they always have like that black and gray. Really, really comfortable. It's very drapey, lightweight. So it's not like a super thick sweatpant, but it drapes very nicely and just has that really soft fabrication. So,
and it's called Soma.
Recommend.
The brand is Soma.
Soma, yes. S-O-M-A. And the collection is called Sunday, which is exactly what it sounds like. It was designed for weekend wear prior to the pandemic, but I think it has just really taken off with everyone from home. I have friends who have read our roundup who have called me and said that they purchased this one.
Okay. Most budget friendly. This one surprised me. Most budget friendly.
So Hanes is really, like, you can get sweatshirt sweatpants for like $10 or even less sometimes. It holds up really well. Some of the most popular styles, they're brushed on the inside and they look, just like a regular knit sweatshirt on the outside. They're brushed on the inside, which really is exactly what it sounds like. They brush the fabric so that it feels softer. You get these looser fibers. It feels really soft and cozy. Hanes does really well in our tests across the board. We've included in underwear tests and bra tests. And so it's a, you know, if you're not looking to spend a lot and you're looking for something basic, they're not going to have these high fashion styles, but Hanes is definitely a good choice for the basics. And I would say that tie-dye is so huge right now. I know I personally have bought so many Hanes sweatshirts and have tie-dyed them. And so it becomes a whole other fashion statement very easily. So
I love that. So you're doing DIY tie-dye?
Oh my gosh, I am. I didn't mean to. And I just kind of fell into it. And it's so addicting. I don't know if you've tried it, but I cannot stop. And my children like it. So I just keep going with it.
Well, I remember doing tie-dye when I was in elementary school. We used to do that as like a craft. And I think you like roll it up and you wrap rubber bands around it.
Yeah,
dip
exactly.
It in different dyes.
Yes. And we have, you know, very popular right now is you use bottles. So you wrap it up in the rubber bands, you create your style. There's so many different styles, so many videos you can find online. That's another thing that people are searching for on the internet, especially in the beginning when everyone had this time at home. And yeah, I have a friend who actually has been doing a tie-dye business since before the pandemic and said once the pandemic hit, you couldn't even get the supplies because everyone was tie-dyeing at home.
Wow.
That it just became this huge trend. And it's something we saw people searching for, instructions for how to tie-dye. So that's a, definitely a good option if you want to buy the Hanes, you don't want to spend a lot and you just want to do something a little bit, you know, more exciting. Another thing you could do is buy a darker color like a navy or a black and just use a cleaner with bleach in it, tie it up, spray it with that, and you get like a reverse tie-dye technique. So it's a little bit of a DIY loungewear trick there.
Oh my God, I'm so going to do that. I'm going to buy black and I'm going to post this. So stay tuned. I'll do black. I'll tie-dye it the way you said with like a bleach effect. And then I'm going to distress it. I distress everything. I'm like
it's
a master at distressing. So you can get like sandpaper and you like sand parts of the clothing so it does like it gets really worn and thin in certain areas. I'll take scissors and I'll cut holes in the seam at the neck, like the Amazing. Places where it would naturally distress over time. I'm so big on distressing. So I'm going to try distressed plus tie-dye on an $8 sweatshirt. I will keep you posted.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see. And it's a really good trick because it doesn't have to be boring. You can really do whatever you want to it and make it look like it's something people would spend a lot of money on and it doesn't have to cost you a lot.
Yeah. And that's my form of like, I know people have been making bread and like banana bread and all this stuff. And in normal times I do like to bake, but for some reason I'm just not into it right now. But I am really into like girly things. Like yesterday I spent an hour beating my face. Like I could have gone to an award show. My shit was so like snatched and it was just for fun. And then I sat on the couch all day. But like that was my form of like daily self-care. I was like, I'm just gonna play
you
with
need
my
it.
Face.
It's all mental too. So whatever keeps you sane.
100%. Okay. Best leggings.
So Commando has this collection called the Butter Collection and it's butter because it's so smooth. I actually have the jumpsuit version of these. I love wearing it. It's so lightweight, so soft. It has washed really well. I wear it probably once a week and then do it in the laundry and just keep it in my rotation. But the leggings are the bottom version of this. And the brand itself, I don't know if you've heard of Commando. I guess the name kind of self-explanatory. It's supposed to feel like you're wearing nothing. So they are a huge legging that brand that our fashion director loves. It's one of her favorites. And yeah, it's really lightweight, sits really well on you, so soft. And again, it's a little bit more expensive, but it will last you forever.
And you said you have the jumpsuit. So is it like like a unitard or is it more like a flowy?
It's a tank jumpsuit. Okay. So it's, you know, they're a little, they don't fit as tight like the leggings do. They're more baggy in the leg, kind of like joggers on the bottom and it's a tank. And I throw on like a bomber jacket over it or something when I have a call or, you know, if I'm running out. So very versatile. I love it.
This is great because we're going into winter. Warmest.
The warmest. So we had these sweatpants that are from Amazon that have this like Sherpa on the inside. So it's almost like you're wearing a blanket around your legs. You can get the matching hoodies with it too. But yeah, so it looks like sweatpants, but a little bit more upgraded, not like your typical sweatpants that you don't want anyone to see. They're actually cute, different colors. But yeah, and you have on the inside is it's really thick and cozy. So you get that coziness on the inside, but it doesn't look like you're wearing a blanket.
I love that. I love the idea of like curling up on a cold winter's night with like some cozy pants. Trendiest.
Yeah, trendiest. So we chose Urban Outfitters really as just an entire location of where you can shop. They have such cute styles. And especially if you don't want to go for the boring, you want to go for the wow factor, whether it's tie-dye, whatever it is, that's where you can get your fun loungewear that looks really cool.
But we're going to do our own tie-dye.
Yes.
Right?
And I think if you can do it yourself, fine. I will warn you. Like I said, it has become so addicting for me and I just can't stop. And I don't think we own any more white or gray or anything clothing in this house anymore.
Everything's gotten tie-dye. Tie-dye everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Best plus sized.
So that we had Skims, which is Kim Kardashian's brand. They have so many styles right now. Recently brought back that velour tracksuit that everyone loved, I think, in the early 2000s.
It sold out so fast, and really, really, really wanted it because I have been waiting 20 years for that style to come back. It was like one of my favorite trends of the early 2000s.
Yeah, it's the best, and it's back, and it's better than ever. But there are tons of styles. There's like the waffle knits. There's the regular leggings. There are so many different styles from Skims, and it goes from sizes extra, extra small through 4X. So there's a really inclusive size range there. And big assortment, lots of different colors too, lots of different skin tones, lots of different pop-up colors too. You get like light purples in there too. So definitely recommend that one.
I tried the waffle fabric of the Skims. It's funny because I loved it when I got it, and the more I wore it, the less I loved it. It just, not because it stood up, so it's not like the it's good quality for sure. But the more I looked at it, the more I was bored with it, because you know it's those very neutrals, like the olive green and the browns and the grays, which I know is like the big thing right now, but I just like, I got a little tired of seeing it.
So maybe good for like a layering piece, like you can get like a wrap or something that you can pair it with something a little bit more exciting.
Right, exactly. So that one has been phased out of the heavy rotation. Maybe it'll make a comeback, we'll see. It's going to be a long winter. Okay, softest.
So softest we picked for Vuori. Have you heard of this brand?
No.
It is so popular and I get advertisements for them on social media all the time. And I have friends who actually first told me about it because I'd been seeing the ads for it and a friend reached out and was like, you need to check out this brand. So again, it's they have this performance fabric. And I, you know, I don't know if I would necessarily recommend it for actually working out, but it makes a perfect loungewear. They're this synthetic fabric, which is really what performance fabrics are. So they can help wick moisture so you don't get overheated, but just so incredibly soft. They do have these joggers, they have matching hoodies, they have different pieces in the collection, and they just feel incredible. I can't even describe it. You just have to feel it to believe it. It's just so soft and it stands up to washing. So sometimes the super soft leggings, I think I mentioned before, if there are things that are like brushed, where they get that softness, they can fall apart easier. They start to pill, but these have held up really well. They're just as soft as they were in the beginning.
I love soft, anything super duper soft. It's like, makes me so happy. Best organic.
So organic, we have Pact, which is a really good organic cotton brand. They make everything from bedding to clothing, not just loungewear. They also have all these pajamas. And what I love about them is that they're not just organic cotton, they're certified organic, which means the end product is organic. So when you think about organic cotton, when you grow the cotton, that's just the first step in the process of making clothing. But then it goes through this entire manufacturing process where everything from the dyes and the finishes and the whole production is really strict standards that they're following. So you know that it's not just one part, but it's really an organic product. And on top of that, it's just really good quality.
So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, best overall. So we'll find out which one you guys love the best overall, and also a couple of honorable mentions. So best overall loungewear, which brand did you guys like the best?
So we picked as the winner Brooklinen, which is a bedding brand. It actually is the winner of our sheets test. And then they came out with loungewear. Again, they came out with this pre-pandemic, but we love how it's really just like, it feels like loungewear. It's, you know, it's comfortable. It feels like sweatpants, but it's more upgraded than sweatpants. You can wear it out and get away with it. So you can get everything from t-shirts to joggers and whatnot. And What's really good about this brand in general is that they have a very lenient return policy. So you can wear it, and if you're like, I absolutely hate this, and you've worn it and you've washed it, you can still return it within a year. So especially with buying online. Wow, a year.
That's a long time.
Yes, exactly. So it's very, very generous. And when you're shopping online, and this really started with them with bedding, it's hard to know what it's going to feel like. You're not in a store. And the best way to tell if you're going to like something is to try it out in person. So that's where this policy came up from with the brand. And then when they added loungewear, they applied that same return policy to their clothing, which I think is great, because if you're wearing it and you're washing it and it falls apart, you're going to be super upset that you spent the money on it. So it's really a good way for them to guarantee that you're going to be happy with your purchase. And, you know, I have a feeling anyone that buys it is not going to want to return it, because it's a really great wardrobe to have. But yeah, it's really very low risk into trying it out.
I love that. Okay. A couple of honorable mentions. So these are brands that you guys had highlighted before, because you've done a previous roundup of loungewear brands that you loved. So one, I'd heard of some of them, but one I had not heard of. And then I started looking around and I was like, oh my God, how have I lived without this? Marks and Spencer. Tell me about Marks and Spencer.
It's a British brand. Like, if you're looking to save, but you want something really cute, I think that's a great option.
Sweaty Betty. You guys gave a nod to Sweaty Betty earlier, which I think is another, aren't they British or Australian or something?
Yeah, based in London, it looks like. So yeah, another option that's great if you're looking for more like the athleisure type of loungewear, which we really like. You know, more basic styles, but really upgraded too.
Topshop. You guys gave a nod to Topshop in a previous roundup. So that's kind of like ASOS, H&ME, right?
Exactly. Yeah, really cute styles. Again, if you're looking for the appearance, like if you're looking for something based on construction and just the way it feels, I would go with some of the brands you want before it. But like you said, you can get bored of some of that. So if you're looking for pieces to mix in, especially with work calls or if you have to head out at all, like you just want something that you feel good wearing, it's a great option and it's not too pricey, but you get some styles that look really expensive.
Do you think this trend is going to last when we're free? Are we all going to be running around in sweats?
I think so. I feel like we are changed, and I don't know. This is just my prediction. Like, I feel like we're never going to go back to the way we were before. And I think that a lot of us are going to be working from home part-time now. I think companies are just realizing how efficient it can be. So I think that, I mean, even at Hearst, we're hearing, you know, it might never be a full 5 days a week in the office again for everyone. So I do think that there's something to be said for work from home becoming a permanent thing in some cases. And, you know, the need for loungewear, I think, is going to continue living on.
I think, though, I'm going to start wearing jeans or like regular pants at least once a week, just to kind of like keep myself in check. Because I hate that feeling where you put on a pair of pants that you haven't worn in months. And you're holy shit.
I know.
So if you guys are interested in the brands that we have mentioned, I'm going to put them on my Instagram. So look for the Instagram post about this episode, the loungewear post. I'll put everything in the description. And my Instagram is @MaraSCampo. Lexi, where can people find you on social media?
@LexiSachs, LexiSachs.
Great. Lexi, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm @MaraSCampo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/MaraSCampo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.